For instance, an experiment with two children. One here, one here. Number one, number two. Two researchers with child each. Researcher number one takes child number one to Alpha. At Alpha, let us create something here. Child doesn't know what he's talking about. What's that? I mean, create something. Like drawing something that there was not drawn. You're drawing it, you're creating a drawing. Oh, that, you know, draw something. Well, he knows what drawing is. He can draw dogs, cats, birds, and so forth. He's creating a picture of a dog, a picture of whatever. So he says, what do you want to draw? Well, what about a little toy car? Okay, go ahead and draw the toy car. So he's drawing the toy car. He's drawing the front wheel, left wheel, right front wheel, connecting those wheels together. Then he says, when I finish it, I want to paint it green with red wheels. He continues drawing it. As he finishes it, researcher number one, signal researcher number two. Researcher number two takes child number two to Alpha again. They project to what child number one is, then what he's doing. Child number two is called remote viewing. Child number two says he's drawing a little toy car. And he wants to paint it green with red. He's not painted yet. He picked it up in his mind too. What he planned to do. He already had planned to paint it. He hasn't gone that far yet in his drawing. But the child number two picked up not only what he's done so far, but what plans to do in the future. When he finishes, future painted green with red wheels. Now, that's remote viewing. Anybody can do this at Alpha. These are some of the things that can be done at Alpha. So you see, people who have planned to do things, it's already done in the subjective world. So the past is composed of materialized thoughts. The present is where we are materializing thoughts. And the future is composed of conceived thoughts, not yet materialized. And a person clairvoyant at Alpha can get information from the past if he needs it, can get it where it's taking place in changing from one to the other, where it's becoming materialized, and can get it from the minds of who already have conceived it but not yet materialized. And this is going to be prophecy. Because when you say these individuals have in mind to do this and this and this other, if they haven't changed their mind between now and then, this is what's going to happen. And that's prophecy right there. But between now that they decided what to do, if something happens on the way and actually do not get far enough to materialize those thoughts and change their mind, then prophecy is not right. I mean, it didn't happen, see? But it didn't happen because they changed their mind. But if they would have continued with their plans, this and this is going to happen, period. There's no way could it have happened. How long will it take? Depends on how fast you go at it. And this cannot be determined. The end result is what counts. Did they accomplish what they're looking for? Not that I can do this, I can do what, prove it. They never know you can do it if you proved it. Not before. Because minds can change along the way.